From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast that looks at words, grammar, and usage in the information age. This week's episode, A Triple Threat. A few weeks ago on Grammar Grader, we talked about words that sound alike but have different meanings and spellings. Words like that are called homophones, and today we're going to have a look at a trio of homophones that can really create confusion for writers, bloggers, and just about anyone. The trio of words we'll be looking at this week on Grammar Grader are palette, palette, and palette. They all sound the same, but each of these words is spelled differently and has a unique meaning. Whenever we're faced with distinguishing same-sounding words, two tools can help us: dictionaries and mnemonics, that is, devices or tricks to help our memory. Let's start with the version of palette that's spelled P-A-L-A-T-E. To explore this word, we'll talk to local restaurateur Reginald Alfredo.
Hello and welcome.
Hi, Reginald. Thanks for being on Grammar Grader. I understand you've got a bit of a problem.
Problem? No. I operate one of the most exclusive restaurants in the city. My restaurant breaks new ground with innovative cuisine. We've got dishes to tempt every...
Yes?
Every palate.
Okay. Well, you're right. It doesn't sound like a problem to me.
Actually, it's a big problem. I want to include the line, dishes to tempt every palate, in our advertising. But I can never remember which one to use.
Sure, I totally understand. The version of the word palette you're looking for is spelt P-A-L-A-T-E, and this word refers to either A, the roof of the mouth, or B, a person's ability to distinguish flavors. In fact, pleasant foods are often described as palatable.
That's perfect. My only problem now is, how am I going to remember that?
Well, a helpful way to remember that palate, P-A-L-A-T-E, has to do with tasting food is to notice how the word palate, as it's spelled, resembles the word plate. Both of these words involve eating.
I like it. No, I love it.
Great. Hey, can I try one of those desserts?
Not for free, if that's what you mean.
Okay, then. There's another type of palate that can cause confusion. And here's someone who probably has some tips to help us out.
Allô?
Why, it's none other than renowned painter Jacqueline de la Peinture. Ça va, Jacqueline?
Ah, bonjour.
That's a lovely painting you're working on today.
Why, yes, I just mix the paints here on my palette and create magic on the canvas.
I can see that. Now, the type of palette that Jacqueline is using is spelled P-A-L-E-T-T-E, and it refers to the thin board an artist mixes paints on, and it can also refer to the range of colors an artist uses. The word palette, spelled this way, is a French word that means the same thing in French as it does in English.
Mais oui.
Yes. And here's a silly way to remember this word. Cartoons of artists commonly portray the artist as a French-looking person who wears a beret and holds, you guessed it, a palette. It's kind of a stereotype, but it's not unflattering. And it can help us remember that the French-looking word, palette, has to do with art.
Facile, n'est-ce pas?
Absolument, Jacqueline. Je suis d'accord.
Merci. Au revoir.
A tout à l'heure. Finally, we have palette. Now this word... Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I don't think you want to stand right there. I've got to move these pallets and stack them over there, and you're right in my way.
Hey, Max? Is that you? I'm sorry.
Oh, heck, I didn't realize that was you at first. How's it going?
I'm fine, Max. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You know, it's lucky I ran into you right now because I just happened to be talking about palettes.
Oh, you mean how to spell it and stuff?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's real important around here. I mean, we're moving palettes all the time and you gotta get it right when you're writing up freight orders.
Now, the type of palette that Max is talking about is spelled P-A-L-L-E-T, and it refers to those wooden frames on which freight is stacked.
That's right. We stack crates, boxes, fish, and other freight on pallets and use this forklift to store them in the warehouse or load them or unload them from trucks and trains.
That's cool. Now, any tips on remembering how to spell it?
Absolutely. A way to remember this version of pallet is to consider how those double L's resemble the mast on a forklift, just like the one I drive.
That's great, Max. Thanks.
No problem. You take care. I gotta get back to work.
Me too. And I think that's a good place to end this week's episode. We hope these fun little tricks can help distinguish palette, palette, and palette in writing. If you'd like to see a written version of this episode, including the definitions of these words and the tricks to remember their spellings, visit our homepage at minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Amy Alt, and John Ryan. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Technical assistance by Mark Hintz. Our executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, participate in the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.